If you're going to raise sheep, what animals do you need?
A ewe and a ram.
And are these animals raised for their meat, or?
Well, they're raised for the wool.
And if you're raising hogs, what do you need?
A sow and a boar.
And what's the difference between hogs and pigs? Here we go.
Hogs and pigs.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe I should just ask, what are hogs?
Well, now, I don't seem to me like a pig is in a weight up to a certain weight, and then after over that weight, it is considered a hog.
Mm-hmm. On the boar, what do you call those stiff hairs that he has on the back of his neck?
Bristle.
And the big teeth that he has?
The one. Tush.
Mm-hmm. I heard both. Yeah. Which one would you normally use?
Tush.
I think that's probably more common. Tusks, with that pronunciation, would be the book word, probably.
Yeah.
Generally, it's tushes. Now, if you're feeding pigs, what would you probably put the feed in? What would you call it? There, you're starting to drink your coffee, so I'll fire the questions.
Well, that's hot.
She fired the coffee, didn't she? What would you call the sound that a calf makes when he's being weaned?
Baw.
And a cow when she's hungry?
Moo.
And a horse?
What?
Is the cow bawling?
Well, I said moo.
You don't say, I hear that cow mooing over there.
Well, I did.
Is that what you normally say?
No.
Moo or... No, you wouldn't.
Cow just bawling and bawling.
You know, it's just the hardest thing in the world to come on these things.
Well, if you stop and think, but you ask a question there right now, see, and you come right out with, of course, I know that's what you want, your actual...
Mm-hmm. You just can't do it, though.
No.
I know someone comes up to me and says, now, you call this thing a pail or a bucket? Oh, he's got me. You give me more trouble. It's like the fellow who had the good golf game. He was just a natural golfer. He just picked that club up and he walloped that ball. He had a steady golfing partner and he'd make this man so mad because he'd take lessons and everything. The man couldn't take it any longer, so he went to see his psychologist. He had to get straightened out. And the psychologist said, now the problem isn't with you, it's with him. Next time you go golfing with him, just say now, say, how do you hit that ball so far? Are you on your right foot or your left foot when that club hits that ball? He said, you'll not have any more trouble. What would you call the sound that a horse makes when he's hungry? It's good coffee.
Sitting there,
long
it,
but
getting strong.
A nay?
Nay? Any special term for a hen that has a bunch of eggs that she's going to hatch?
A